On the day of the robbery, we went about our regular morning routines and prepared for our roles in this big play. We later met at a restaurant for breakfast. While there, we applied glue to our fingertips, hoping that when it hardened, we wouldn't leave prints. The night before, we were at Baba Difashe's place, empowering ourselves with charms and protections. We were up all night, but this had to be done. Guys, today na the day. This na the Champions League of money heist. We need to stay focused, sharp, keep to timings, and stick to the plan. We set off in three vehicles. We had stolen two that morning. The getaway van was driven by Speedo. Yes, another character unlocked. Speedo was also a veteran in this game. He's just 24, but that guy had been driving from the day he was born. Speedo had the biggest police chase in the country, probably even the continent. Just at the age of 13, after overtaking the presidential motorcade with his dad's Porsche, just for fun, unprovoked, he came out uncaught and without a scratch. He went out for ice cream afterwards. What a prodigy. I indeed had the dream team. Moving on, I set off alone and the others drove behind me. First into the bank was Ijanoku. He dressed as a babalawo, herbalist, followed by Dagbana, who wore a ski mask. Ijanoku pulled out a toy gun he had stolen from his neighbor's 7-year-old son, flashed it around, and told everyone to get on the floor. This was a robbery. This was really happening. I forgot to mention, I had a last minute to recruit, a seventh member, Chi Baby, Mama de Mama. She drove one of the stolen cars to the garage door under the bank. Toby and Chi Baby carried some tools into the bank, shut and locked the garage door and used the car to barricade it. I was hung back outside in one of the stolen cars. I parked alongside the bank and put the flashers on to create the impression that this was the getaway car. This was to serve as the distraction plan for the cops. I then walked into the bank. I wore a baseball cap and a ski mask pulled tightly over a long blonde wig, plus sunglasses. And I looked so unlike myself that Ijanoku put a toy gun to my head the minute I stepped through the doors. "Ijanoku," I hissed, "it's me." Each man now had a task prescribed by me. Chibaby and Ijanoku would subdue the hostages. Toby would deal with the security systems. Jacob would be sitting there in the dark, waiting patiently at the terminus of the tunnel he had dug, separated from the basement of the bank now by just a thin wall. Dagbana arrived and carefully broke the wall from the inside, trying not to leave debris, and greeted the engineer Jacob. The game was on. We started freeing up some hostages to serve as proof that we are good people. I mean, we are good people. We didn't want any trouble. We also wanted to make the cop feel as though they had a panic gang surrounded. I was on the radio with the police. I told them that we didn't want any gunfight. I warned that we were fully armed. A complete lie. I'm prepared to shoot our way out. I was bluffing. If just a single police had entered that bank with a gun, I was done, man. Down in the basement, Jacob, my friend, was working fast. I'd given them 2 hours to empty the safe deposit boxes. It took Jacob 20 minutes to assemble the power cannon. And then my guy was opening the safe deposit boxes like bottles of champagne, popping everywhere. Dagbana and I began to stuff the money into the bags we brought. We started to hoist up the bags to the elevated side of the channel that led to the getaway van. Using a pulley system Jacob installed a few days before, Speedo was there waiting for us. We then pulled up the ladder, leaving no sign that this channel, of the dozens along the pitch black canal, had been the escape route. When the Special Forces team finally stormed the bank, we were watching it live on TV while counting cash and eating small chops. However, we got caught 5 weeks later. Ijanoku had been unfaithful to his wife, but this particular dalliance had apparently been too much for his then wife, Shade, who he claims alerted the cops to his role in the heist and to the fact that he was making a run for it with his girlfriend. Dagbana swears he wasn't. Before long, the cops were pursuing a tip that Ijanoku and some friends were the Lagos Greenland Gang. The rest, they say, is history. We were tried in court and all got our time. I was sentenced to 7 years. Ijanoku and Dagbana got 10 years as repeat offenders. Jacob got the shortest sentence, 25 months. After doing my time, I relocated to Cape Verde, running my own restaurant. Do I regret it? How can I? Was it perfect? Yes! It was a work of art. Make it to next.